This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
There's a fascinating story or topic that's going on. Earlier, T.R. Sullivan reported that the Rangers are in, you know, discussion, and it's very far away. A lot must happen for the Rangers to get.
So you think
Zach Greinke?
Oh my God!
But the discussions with the Diamondbacks are real and ongoing. Now, winter meetings going on right now.
Yep.
So that's kind of what's happening. Is all these GMs and guys, business guys, and suits and everything, and even, you know, agents. They're all hanging out at the same hotel right now, and they're all partying and talking to each other. Here's what happens, Kevin. They go, every one of them has their own hotel room where you go in and you talk. And they just kind of, it's a hotel room party. And they just walk around and set up meetings and go sit down and have actual long discussions. And T.R. Sullivan, who I think we all agree, pretty well connected to baseball. Maybe not the young community, but despite all his music, you know.
I'll tell that story in a minute.
T.R. Sullivan says, a lot must happen for the Rangers to get Greinke, but the discussions with the Diamondbacks are real. And then Jeff Wilson said, confirming Sullivan Ranger report on Rangers' interest in Greinke. So he's confirming it. Hold on. Then adds, the Rangers would need to deal with Arizona to include Shin-Soo Chu and the $63 million he's owed the next three seasons to offset the $138 million owed to Greinke the next four.
All right, here's why this deal would be great. By the way, it's interesting that it's the Diamondbacks, because I know they were supposedly they were looking at Fernando Rodney too a while back. But here's why this deal would be awesome. The downfall, Zach Greinke, because he was on the Diamondbacks.
Okay.
Zach Greinke is 34. That's concerning, right? He has 4 years and $138 million left on his contract. Also concerning. However, if you were able to get rid of Shin-Soo Chu, you can mark $63 million off that price, which essentially means you're getting Zach Greinke 4 years, $75 million. Okay.
Isn't this Cole Hamels all over again?
I could see
that. With the Matt Harrison contract?
Kind of, but the thing that works out even better with this is you desperately want to get rid of Shin-Soo Chu anyway because you already have 85 DHs on this team.
Right, and you're willing to do it for pitching.
Yes, and absolutely. And
Greinke's still quality pitching.
Oh, yeah. So along those lines, Greinke is fantastic, okay? Just this last year, he was 17-7 with an ERA of 3.2. This comes after a kind of a rough, for his standard, 16. But then in 2015, he was 19-3 with a 1.66 ERA. And I know what you care about, Corey. It's the strikeouts. This past year, 215 strikeouts.
That's a good number.
The second most of his career, only beaten by 09 when he won the Cy Young.
All right.
So it was the second best strikeout season of his career.
What about his strikeouts per nine? What do you got there?
His strikeouts per nine would be approximately...
If it's higher than eight, I'm good.
No, yeah, it's more than nine.
Okay. All
right. It's like 9 point, I don't know, two or something like that.
I like that number.
I don't have that number in front of me, so I'm quick math. But yeah, so it's more than nine. So he's very, very efficient as a strikeout pitcher. Great whip. Great ERA, lots of wins, lots of innings, and essentially, if you knock off the Chu contract, it's 4 years for $75 million.
Yeah, I'll take it, man. I'll take that, and let's be patient and wait and see what happens. But I would love the Rangers to make a deal before this winter meetings is over, and they stamp something and say, "All right, we've arrived. We are making a move." That would be really awesome to see the Rangers get into it going into the new year.
I'm telling you, man, and you can be skeptical all you like. I totally understand that. But this is a move that makes you feel better about the other moves, right? Because now all of a sudden your 1-2 combo is Greinke Hamels, and if that's followed by, not to say that they would be done, but if that was followed by Martinez, Minor, and Pfister, you would be like, well, at least we have two guys at the top that consistently give you 200 innings.
Are you including Perez?
Yes.
Okay.
I said Martinez. I meant Martin Perez.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, and so at least you have two guys. You know, we got rid of Nick Martinez. You would have two guys that would give you, that consistently give you 200 innings per season, and that makes you feel better. Perfect? Hell no, but better.
All right, let's do some admit it.
I feel like I have to start now. I'll admit it. I almost caused T.R. Sullivan to have a breakdown at spring training. So, not this past year, it was the year before, right?
It was the year before.
So, anyone who listens to the show knows I have really questionable taste in music. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm pretty sure they were cranking up Dancing Queen by ABBA.
I have a video of it on the YouTube page.
We were on the
Jack the Reporter.
We were on the backfields waiting for Yu Darvish to start throwing his rehab pitches, and I was going crazy just dancing and having a good old time.
I gotta go find this video and tweet it out right now.
T.R. Sullivan decided in that moment that he hated fun and hated everyone who wanted fun. And so he like goes, "Who the F turned this music on?" And he like stormed over there and I don't know, looked for big band music or something like that. You know that song that's like
some Benny Hill or something.
And so he was furious about this. And then eventually Bannister shows up in the dugout. We have the media get together, and he goes, "Well, it's important you know, Skip, that there was almost a revolution because of your music choice." And I was looking around thinking, what? Nobody else minded the song or the happiness that ensued except for you, but we all just let him do his thing because he's T.R. Sullivan.
This video of Kevin dancing to Dancing Queen and singing,
such a great song,
only has 119 views.
What? Good.
I am tweeting it out now. I'm tweeting it out right now in the majors. Go watch this video. I need to see it get up to 1,000 views tonight. All right? 1,000 views is what we're shooting for. Kevin, that's a crazy thing to admit. I'm going to admit this. This almost makes me nauseous to think of this.
Him dancing to Dancing Queen?
No. In 2013, Alabama's running back depth chart included T.J. Yeldon, Derrick Henry, Kenyon Drake, and Alvin Kamara.
Huh.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Look at that. Like, Derrick Henry's a backup, but should be the starter. T.J. Yeldon's a backup, but Fournette. Kenyon Drake had a great game last night, and Kamara, his head coach, said the only thing from keeping him from being an all-pro is me. So, wow.
And then, like, they lost two games that year.
Yeah, because of the running game.
Let's not forget, though, that they also had Trent Richardson.
Wow.
From the 214, they said they'll admit it. They colluded with their buddy's sister during fantasy this year in hopes that it would help him sleep with her. It finally paid off. Does that make it okay? ?
I mean, I'd say yeah.
If you had a plan and your plan was to do this in order to sleep with her and then it works, yes, that was what your plan was designed to do.
And it's not like a nefarious plan. You kind of cheated at fantasy football. It's not like you lied to her about all this other stuff. And no, yeah, I think that's okay. And congratulations on you on hooking up.
What?
Now, does the buddy's sister, or does the buddy's, the sister's brother, who is the buddy, what does he think about that?
Well, I will turn that question into another question.
Okay.
Will any of you admit that you've ever hooked up with a friend's sibling?
Well, my brother-in-law is a friend of mine.
Okay.
I worked with a guy, but I don't know if we were, like, friends, per se. We were co-workers, right? We were co-workers at the time. And, you know, that was a thing. So I guess so, yeah, maybe. Not a real close friend, though. I've never done that with a real close friend.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
The answer is yes.
I figured.
So, there you go. Not going to go into details, but yes.
Kevin?
No. Ooh.
Oh, wow.
I might have dated two sisters, not at the same time, but like maybe back to back, because like the one wasn't working, so.
You tried the other one?
Yeah.
See if the other one would work?
Yeah, well, the other one you could just tell. It was one of those things where like if you've ever seen a terrible romantic comedy where they're like dating that one person, but you can see that the friend is so much better for them. It was the same kind of deal. Like, I went on a couple of dates with the one sister, but like we hung out with other people sometimes too. And I was like, oh, the other sister, that's what should be happening.
So you counted the first sister as a friend. So it was a buddy's sibling.
Sure. I'm still friends with both of them.
Really?
Yeah. Probably. Is that weird that I stay friends sometimes?
Yes.
Although not all the time.
Well, sometimes other things link you to them.
Sure.
Right.
Kids.
Oh, I was talking about something totally different, but yes.
Oh my gosh, you guys. I can't read that one.
What, from the 469, my best friend's twin sister? And then they just put, did that?
Did you ever think, like, it would be kind of a Family Guy situation where, like, two long-lost twins met each other on the street and they were like, trade keys, sleep with each other's wives?
Yes, I always think that stuff happens. And didn't we talk to, we have a fan.
Yeah, that's right.
Who said that he, well, that's a different situation. We can't really talk about it. He told us, he asked us not to.
Right.
From the 817, I'll admit it. I think this person says they will admit it. They think the Giants will win the division next year. Based on what?
Who's
coaching that team?
And who's their quarterback?
Yeah, who's... They have a lot of growing pains. Listen, I know, and I think the game would have been different had Beckham been in that game Sunday. Not much different, though. Because that team has no clubhouse culture. We talked about it. Sometimes when it's bad, it's bad. Well, I just saw a story that says, and I don't know if you're going to do this later, that Eli Apple is not liked in their clubhouse.
That is.
Or in their locker room. So that locker room's just trashed right now. And I don't think it's going to get any better. When they lost Coughlin, they lost a lot of the discipline that goes into what the Giants have been over the last 10 years.
Coughlin and Eli are going to be reunited soon enough.
From the 424, are you saying he's going to Jacksonville?
That's right.
From the 424, I'll admit it, I had a smile when Wentz went down. With the injury?
Yes, I'm going to go with the injury.
And I heard Jerry this morning...
He did a very good job, Kevin.
Yeah, he said the right thing, and he was like, I want to be very clear about this. And, I mean, like, as long as you're not rooting for that person to get injured, but you recognize the opportunity it gives your team, I don't have as much of a problem with that as other people. Like, I know other people are like, you're a scum of the earth if you're happy someone got hurt. But I don't look at it from that perspective. That person, like, when Carson Wentz got hurt, for example, if you're happy because you think it helps the Cowboys, there's literally nothing you can do to change the fact that he tore his ACL. As long as you weren't cheering for it, but you just think, hey, that could be good for the Cowboys.
How? I know the scenarios. I just wanted you to explain real quickly
If you match up with them in the playoffs, which theoretically, if they were the one seed and you're the sixth seed, you would in the second round of the playoffs, you would feel significantly better about playing a non-Carson Wentz team than the team that beat you down when they did have Carson Wentz.
And that last game of the season.
Exactly.
You know, if you're trying to win out, that's a big deal right there. It's like, yeah, you're right. You get it.
But, I mean, you don't have to cheer for it. But, yeah, you can, it's okay.
From the 817, I'll admit it, 40% of my weekly dinners are gas station taquitos. I love gas station taquitos.
Like the ones from 7-Eleven or too high? Like, what do you think is an acceptable taquito level?
I think 40% is high. Yes.
Yeah.
But okay. I love them.
You think it's too high?
Yeah. I mean, rarely.
What's your top acceptable
you're on
taquito
soda?
Level? Okay. Well, my acceptable level is zero then. But I'm saying, Colby, like, you strike me as the one who would be most liberal with their eating policies.
Gas station
food and otherwise.
Taquito, that's when you're really hungry and just, what did you just say?
Nothing.
What?
Nothing.
Admit what you just said.
Go back to what you were saying.
It just seems like that I can't even think now. That just seems like too many.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.